Thank you.
So how did you hear that you were a semifinalist for the Teacher of the Year Award?
I received a call from my supervisor while I was at work. I was called out of my classroom to come and hear that news. It was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. What was your response?
I was excited and surprised. All of this is very new to me. I'm not used to being in that kind of spotlight, but it's really neat to be able to talk about what we do.
So what led you to become a teacher inside the prison system?
I've been there about 4 years, and prior to that time, I had been a public school teacher for the majority of my career, and I just was looking for a change, some new challenge, and I had always enjoyed working with students that maybe were at risk when I worked in public school, and it seemed like a logical next step when I heard about that job opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about a day in the life of a high school teacher in the state prison. How many students do you have, first of all?
I personally have anywhere from a dozen to two or three dozen students through the course of a semester. It varies because we're dealing with an adult population who can choose whether to come to school or not. But other than that, our classes and our schedule look a lot like any other high school. We run block scheduling and teach about four classes per day on that schedule, and students come and go according to the security rules.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the key differences you've experienced between teaching in a prison and teaching in a standard public school in New Hampshire?
I think the biggest difference is that because we are a prison facility, security is always the top concern. So that can affect the materials that we're allowed to have in the classroom. It can affect student attendance from time to time. But the big plus side is that dealing with adults, they've made the decision to come to high school. And so every single day that they show up is a day they're looking for their education.
Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned that they're adults, but can you tell us in a little more detail, who are your students?
The reason our school exists is to serve an under 21 population who might still need to finish their education. But after those students' needs have been met, we open up any empty seats to any student. So I've had students as young as 18 and as old as 70.
And what are you teaching exactly? Just the basics in high school, you know, English, math, science, geography?
I'm an English teacher.
We have
staff to teach math, social studies, science, CTEC business classes as well, and industries classes in auto, culinary, and so forth. So we have many of the same offerings that any high school would have.
Mm-hmm. So to be nominated for the Teacher of the Year Award, you had to be nominated by someone, and you were nominated by your supervisor.
Yes.
And you also had to write an essay, right?
About
your teaching philosophy?
Yes.
Is it possible for you to tell us a little bit about your teaching philosophy?
My philosophy is mainly about connecting with students and showing them the connections between themselves and the world. That becomes a little more difficult when you're in a prison facility, but still being able to just show enthusiasm for what I do and demonstrating the reason that learning literature and being able to write well are important for anyone, even outside of a job. Just understanding literature can help you understand the world better and connect with it better. And that's valuable for anyone, and particularly for incarcerated people who are going to be leaving eventually.
What would you say is one of the most rewarding elements of working as you do in the prison?
I would say the success that the students can feel when they've achieved their goal. One example was at our graduation last fall at the women's facility. We had one woman who graduated because she wanted to get there and get her diploma before her teenage daughter did. And she had made that promise to her daughter, and she did it. And she was very proud of herself, and we were very proud of her as well.
Well, Kimberly Piper, thank you very much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.